Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
It's time for Jen's Friends. Yay! Jen's Friends, when we look back at the big topics of the week gone by. This week, I have Sophie White and Kaylee Trapp. Hello.
I could sing the song for
you. Well, go on, do it.
Anne-Marie or something. We're just friends. Something
yes,
like that.
Yes, it is, Anne-Marie. It is. They're like, oh, it's number five on the right. One, two, three, four. No, it's not there. No,
I think I did a
there.
Decent job.
I can't
job.
See it. I think you did a much better job. Anyway, it's not about the music. It's about you guys. How's it going?
Not too bad, Jennifer.
You're here to talk about Shocked in the Gaelga. We'll get to that in just a second. You're probably plugging another book of some sort. But I want to talk about things I got my listeners texting into the show. It was a very busy week. Very, very busy week. On Monday, listeners were on about just bursting into tears of happiness because Ray cried when she won at the Brits. She won six awards on the Sunday. I didn't know she had a lot of trouble with her album and in the music industry and with her management and all that kind of stuff. So when Beth was telling me the reason why she was so emotional, I was like, okay, I get it. I get why you're emotional. You seem to be a tough cookie, Sophie. Are you a crier?
Dead inside.
Yeah, I was thinking.
I'm actually wearing a t-shirt that says all my friends are dead. It's a dinosaur though. Jokes.
That's very
fun
good.
Jokes.
That is a fun joke. Okay?
Fun
this
jokes.
This is the humor. Okay.
No, I am. I don't know. Yeah, weird. I was. No. I tend to have as best like as much as possible the wrong reaction to things. So like. If there's a situation where I'm like, I definitely shouldn't laugh here, it'd be very bad to laugh, I cannot not laugh.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Do you remember the last time you cried?
Have you watched One Day on Netflix?
Oh my God, what is the deal with that? It is so...
Thank you.
No, so...
Truly.
Both of you.
No, I haven't seen it yet, but there's been so much hype. I feel an immense... pressure to cry when I watch that.
No, oh my God, everyone on the internet's like, oh my God, I'm like a raisin. I'm so dehydrated after watching that. Left me.
You're in hysterics.
Cold.
I'm slightly concerned.
I was like, 14 episodes, this is a bit low. This is a bit baggy in the middle. I think they could have done some slicing and dicing of that
okay.
show. Also, your man has very, can I just say.
Go on.
He's got very unusual eyes. And the whole series, I was kind of like, is there something medically wrong with those eyes?
Like, I think he's been, looks like a Cillian Murphy. It's all in the eyes.
I don't know if his eyes are, is he okay? I don't know.
I think like he's becoming a heartthrob. He's like the new Paul Mescal.
Ugh, I'm sick of these micro hysterias okay. as well. So over men. Where's the micro hysteria over a woman? That's what I want.
Happy International
exist.
Women's Day.
Yeah, they don't exist, exactly.
Kaylee, was that the last time you cried then?
Yeah, I actually did a lip sync of, you know, that renowned clip from it. It's like, she's like, don't worry, this'll all pass. It's going around, it's quite viral. And people are like, how did you cry on cue? And I said, honestly, I couldn't help it. Like, I was bawling the whole time. I didn't think I was much of a crier until then. But in fairness, one thing I've noticed about what I do is I can cry on cue.
I was going to say, that's very handy. Because you have a stage background, so you can cry like that on demand.
Pretty much. And I know someone was asking the other day, when you cry, then are you kind of on a low then for the rest of the day? And I'm like, no, just switch it on and off.
I really want you to cry now.
No, don't.
Like really badly. Will I tell you a sad story?
No. I've already seen the top.
Sophie, we had a woman on. She called in and she had children and she said, I schedule in a cry for an hour. Every single week. So she puts on Operation Transformation for some reason. I don't know. And these random shows. And she tells her kids, don't come near me. I'm going to cry. And she says, I have the best sleep of my life after it.
Oh,
you do be
God.
Exhausted after a good cry, now in fairness.
Do you have a good kip after a good cry?
You
just
would,
a bit
but emotionally, Jeannie Mac.
What would make you cry? Would it be old people, puppies, children?
Room to Improve.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you.
When they have to sacrifice the cantilevered mezzanine in favour of a bit of doing the insulation.
I don't know what that
get
is.
Get very upset. And when they won't do Dermot's idea, that's really sad. Poor little Dermot.
Poor little, what's he going to do?
He just wants them to go with the charcoal grey windows.
All the time.
And he's not wrong. And he wants an interior atrium. God love him, give him the interior atrium.
See, it's different strokes for different folks.
And when the quantity surveyor comes and lays down the law. devastating.
You're in bits. You're devastating. In bits. It is. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking stuff. Speaking of different strokes for different folks, on Tuesday we had loads of callers about those moments when your younger self might have had an awakening of some sort.
Different strokes. Jen, you are sick.
Now, I'm not just talking about little things happening in your past. Like, it could be just like, oh, you realise what love is, or a little moment, whatever, whatever it is. That's, let's call it a special feeling, okay? Why did the X-Files do it for you? You're learning a lot about Sophie.
I'm judging.
What is it about the X-Files?
I think it's a really good gateway for bisexuals, because there's just like, you're there, you're watching, you're like, I could watch him forever, I could watch her forever. Is there something I need to know about myself?
Questioning.
So yeah, that.
Those
yeah.
weird aliens.
It's like, got everything it's got, for everyone.
That's very true. Yeah, that is very true. Yours isn't even human, Kaylee.
Yeah, I'm slightly embarrassed after that one now. Mine's a bit, a bit
we
weird.
We need to contact the Gardaí. Yeah, no. Says here.
What are you trying to do? Interspecies, is
Listen,
it?
Listen, I may or may not have fallen in love with Kovu from The Lion King.
Who's that?
That's that. Do you know the little devil? He's a wee lion, but he's a wee bad fella.
He's a child as well, isn't
he? No, it's a cartoon character. But in my defence, Eddie Redmayne said that I think his first, like Jennifer would say, awakening, mm-hmm. as, if you will, was to Nala, I think, from The Lion King or something Nala. Along those lines. So I have a leg to stand
well,
on.
Well, I don't think you need intended. To feel... I don't feel bad about yourself. We had hundreds of texts saying that Casper the Ghost...
yeah.
When he became human, does that mean anything
Devin
to you?
Devon Sawa, yeah.
You get that.
Yeah. The actual boy, I was the picturing boy. The ghost.
And then a bit of both, because then you saw him as a human and then you're like, oh, well, as a ghost.
This is so interesting because, you know, in Beauty and the Beast, when the beast transforms, it's like the reverse problem. I was like, oh no, go back to beast. Same. Like the human beast was like very boy band, very groomed. I was like,
rough
no.
and ready.
Yeah, you Bring don't like on board us with this like burly beast and then give us this like Timothée Chalamet kind of thing afterwards.
I don't think that relationship lasted. And at the end of all the storybooks, she does go, what have you done
yes.
with my beast? I think they probably dated for a little while and then she was like, sorry, you Good give luck. Me the ick.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah. the ick. Got with the ick now with your tiny hands.
Your short back and sides.
Yeah. I want the paws. I miss the paws.
The paws did it for me. Yeah, now they're gone. This is weird. Okay, let's talk about famous family, because on the same day we asked about famous family members. Kaylee, as a German, do you have to keep the head down with that kind of stuff?
Listen, there's a reason why I haven't delved too deep into the Trapp family name. I'm afraid.
Did you drop the Von?
Listen.
Was there a Von?
It's got to be.
Somewhere along the line, we added an E and dropped the Von. Raindrops and roses and whiskers and kittens.
You need to do that.
That's how they used to do the Good Night song. Do you remember Good Night?
Yes. Yeah. I went to Austria and to Strasbourg with my friends, and I basically tried to get the tour guide to convince my friends I was Maria von Trapp's long lost niece, but I still don't think they're going to fall for it.
Not there yet. Okay. Sophie, yours is more of a solid one.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I have a clip.
Mine is so random, and I didn't know if it would really count, but. My mum, every now and again, goes like Irish viral on the internet.
I don't even think she knows. I'm going to play the clip and then you guys can decide.
Can you believe my mum goes viral?
This is crazy. Yeah. Let's see if we can remember this. Let's have a listen.
No matter what the latest style in the shops is, there are always some kids who come up with their own look, and Grafton Street is their catwalk. We decided to check out some of these styles. Though they obviously stand out from the crowd in distinct little groups, some aren't too fond of labels.
Are you a goth?
No.
Are you a pure head?
You consider yourself a goth.
What are you?
Nothing.
Are you a goth? Are you a pure head? What do you call yourselves?
Have you ever seen this?
No, but like, I'm keen.
Every now and again, you know, like on accounts like Reeling in the Weird or Not the RT Guide, or, you know, one of those ones that's kind of got the finger on the pulse of our Irish history. So my mum was a reporter in the 80s and she'd obviously been dispatched to go and find some goths. And
I probably have then. I've definitely heard that voice before.
Well, it's just that line she says over and over. Are you a goth?
Are you a goth?
You've got black eyeliner. Are you a goth?
She's
and the goths,
goths
are so mean to her, and they won't just be like, yeah, I'm a goth. Even though all appearances suggest goth.
Yeah.
So that's, it's just every now and again, that'll have another little life. And I get loads of people sending it to me in links and stuff. So that's my claim to fame.
That's an amazing.
My mother goes viral every now and again on a very small local scale.
My mother also went viral once because of me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have like 300,000 followers.
Well, no, I try. I get her involved the odd time. She absolutely hates it, but you have to catch Angie Trapp off the what's that word? When you're not expecting it. On the hop.
So what did she go viral for?
I did this trend where you send your mother a voice note, but you don't finish your sentence. So I was like, Mom, my cousin's got aunt us here and she wants that. And then I just didn't. And then the voice note ends and she's like, wants a what? And I was like, oh no, if you can send it on, Mom, that's fine. But she just really needs that. And then Mom was like, what? What does she need? Kaylee, what does she need? And she's like, and then she started being like, is it the Rocky Road recipe? Is it the cook? And it was going back and forth and she went berserk. And at the end, I was so surprised she let me post it. But yeah, God help her.
Oh, that's very good.
That, I need to do that. That sounds like a good one. On Wednesday, listeners got in touch about being stuck in places they really shouldn't have been. We got an amazing photo of a girl who got trapped behind an ATM. And the reason she got trapped behind an ATM, in a garage she worked in, is because she was wearing the Penny's, all the shops available, like a miracle bra. And the mother told her she had to take off the bra because she couldn't get a, had to take off the bra behind the ATM. Do we still
How
have that
she get
photo?
Behind an ATM? I need to, this
it's
is a visual.
Phenomenal.
Mess.
It was like, that was really being stuck.
So just stuck in her own bra, but stuck within stuck.
Stuck within stuck,
like
yeah.
Stuck behind the thing.
Stuck behind that, you know, those standalone ATMs.
Are we taking bras off in public now?
We are if we're stuck.
Okay.
We are for
stuck.
Century,
yeah.
I think we can today because International Women's Day is all
right.
Kaylee, yours was only a week or two ago.
Yeah, I literally moved up to Dublin and God help my housemate. I'm very much used to living out of my parents' house. So I'm getting used to like having to be responsible for locking the door or keeping it open or whatever else. So I was leaving the house and I was leaving with my friend who was helping me take footage, but I was dressed as Peter Crouch and I was walking out the front door. And what are these doors that lock behind you? What is this witchcraft? And it closed behind us and we were like, oh, I was wearing a blonde wig, a man's t-shirt, standing outside the house, nowhere to go.
You've moved up to Dublin.
I've moved, taken the big smoke up by
storm. Are you okay? Are you traumatised?
Yeah, well, I'm going home today.
So 2 weeks.
I literally texted my mum this morning. She's like, don't worry, I'll have your favourite dinner on for you this evening.
I love it. When you said like you'd gotten stuck in Dublin, I was like, did you get stuck in South County Dublin or something? Because you can go round and around South County Dublin and never make it out.
I've been stuck there too.
I'm pretty sure I'm stuck.
You're quite stuck, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I can ever leave. I think it's just a thing. It's a little bit culty in South County Dublin. And will you tell your mum to make the Rocky Road recipe for me as well? That'd be amazing. Mm. Sophie, yours is a little bit romantic, it says here.
Mine's kind of romantic.
Go on.
Yeah, I was racking my brains and then I was like, okay, I just remembered. So I'll just cast your minds back to 2006.
Okay.
And I was at a party, very civilised. It was 5 a.m. and I was like, best go. And it was in one of those, do you know those Georgian houses that are split into flats and you have to go out the main big door.
Down the hallway and out the big door.
The big door. You know those doors of Georgian houses are like a foot thick and like heavy duty. And so basically left the party, like our host had kind of like
started hoovering.
He'd like kind of intellectually left the party already. So we were like, that's our time to go. He's fully horizontal. So the door closed behind us, did that thing that traditional doors do, Kaylee, where it closes and locks behind you. and then we went down to get out the main door. Somebody had chub locked it. So we became trapped inside this house, neither in an apartment nor out the front door. And it was me and this guy who was very tall and attractive. Didn't really know him. I worked in the same restaurant as him. And he was known to be quite a bad waiter. That was the most I knew about him. Didn't want to be on shift with him. And we went and we tried to escape out the back of the house. And again, you know, the Georgian houses, it's a terrace. We started to try and climb over the gardens to get to the end of the terrace. It went on and on. We were over each wall. And in the end, we abandoned and went back to sit in the hall until somebody would get up.
There had to be a few subs involved in this now.
What substances? Yeah,
subs.
Oh.
Or whatever close your rose.
All of the above.
Yeah. All of the above. It was a buffet. And so that was... That is
horrendous.
That's a meat cute, isn't it?
It is a meat cute.
But it's also a scenario that could have gone so dark. Like, it really could have only resulted in 18 happy years, three kids, three boys.
Yes.
Or maybe just my young... lovely life snuffed out in an instant.
Are we talking about your now or just husband? Creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, wow.
Oh my God. Yes. That's how you met him.
I mean, that was like, okay, I'd seen him and maybe said hi before, but that was definitely like, we were stuck in close quarters and we
stuck
were also, we were a team. We were trying to do some problem solving.
But you didn't
he was
make it.
Way too stoned to help.
That's lovely.
Why
I
was
like
he lovely?
Why was he such a bad waiter? You just didn't want to do it.
Again, I think substances. Okay. Also just doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, which is very relatable.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Oh, that's one to tell the kids now when they're over 18.
I haven't even thought of it and when they're over 18 until like literally they asked me on the phone, like, have you ever been stuck anywhere?
I just can visualise you going, trying to get over all these gardens.
I know.
And then your head is so foggy, you're just going, okay, I'm going to just give up and we'll just go back and sit in the hall.
Just sitting on the hallway. And then like this girl who was on like a really early shift, who was a nurse, so just like a real proper person, came along to release us. And
release the wild. Ladies, thank you so much for those great stories and being my friends this week. Sophie White and Kaylee Trapp, always a pleasure. Sophie, where can people hear more from you?
They can hear from me on the Creep Dive podcast. Mm-hmm. Get us on Spotify, Apple, any other places. And we tell horrible, horrible stories and weird, weird stories.
Weird and horrible stories.
And lovely romantic ones.
Yeah.
And it's very entertaining. Kaylee, you're up to your neck in Shocked in the Gaeilge. What is going on?
We're just like scapoog spalpoon a gaeilge together, hoping to get people to use their couple of fuckle. Jen, I'm going to give you a wee dare now on Sunday. You can use your coupe of fuckle.
Go on.
Even just two words or slán agus bannacht or something small. Slán. I'll be watching.
I'm up for it. I was on to Andrew DePero. I was like, Cuddy and Scale, can I sit all do?
Mine, darling.
You know what I mean? I do like to try because I do like the sound of it and it does something to me. I don't know what it is. It invokes something to me. I do. So, okay, I accept that challenge.
Right.
I mean, nothing is compared to what I had to do last Sunday. So, like, this is
exactly. And congratulations.
On a walk. Fudge.
Even my father said, he rang me up and he says, Jesus, Jennifer and Duran, jeez, there's some movers.
Listen, I don't want to go on about it, but that win was sweet. It was sweet. Ladies, thank you so much. Don't forget to use a couple of fuckle and don't forget to check out The Creep Dive. It's an amazing podcast. Really, really weird and wonderful, like Sophie yourself.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.